So good to see you here tonight. We're going to be continuing in a moment. This is going to be part four of the Power of Prophetic Acts. So you see, I have these orange boots up here. We're going to talk about some things in just a few minutes. But as I was thinking about this tonight, I was just thinking how grateful I am to be in a church that believes in the power of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because gifts are for today and they are for you. And so it's so exciting when we get to participate in things like a prophetic act. And Eddie's been teaching you about that on Wednesday night. I remember 1999 actually, when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, and I thought, why did I not know about this before? How amazing it was to encounter the Holy Spirit in a new way and to experience the gifts of the Holy Spirit and realize those were for me. I mean, I was a good Baptist, so we know everybody has, you know, at least one spiritual gift. You have these teachings, but the realm of the Spirit opened up in such an exciting way and just set my heart on fire for the Lord and for the things of the Spirit. So that's my prayer for you tonight as well. These prophetic acts that we're going to talk about and have been talking about are ways that we can ignite something in the spiritual realm. And so you might have been here Sunday. How many of you were here Sunday morning and you saw Eddie start the service with a prophetic act? He shared about that we had just been to an event in the Mobile area where they called the whole state of Alabama together, and there were people from all 67 counties and the surrounding states around Alabama, and we did a prophetic act calling, we baptized the state of Alabama. So when I first heard we were going to do this, I was like, okay, is that biblical? I had to think about it. But you know, then I started hearing the teaching and the words that were given. And so it was really exciting to be a part of this event where people from all over the state and these other states around us, we all joined hands and went under the water in Mobile Bay, which is called the Bay of the Holy Spirit originally. And just prophetically say the state of Alabama is being baptized anew and afresh with the power of the Holy Spirit. So Eddie started the service Sunday with some water from that. We all brought water from all the counties, and there was water from Israel, and we mixed it all together. And he started the service Sunday by sprinkling some of that water. So if you were here, you saw that. That was a prophetic act. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. So I just wanted to lay a little groundwork as we're thinking about this. First of all, because some of you might be new to this realm, as I remember having a lot of questions when I came into this life myself, what is prophecy? Well, we might know, we might think about the Old Testament, and we know about prophecy in the Old Testament, but what is prophecy? To speak by inspiration of God. So we have prophets all through the Old Testament. We have all kind of things in the New Testament. But we can also, as God's people, prophesy by inspiration of God. And there's the key part, by inspiration of God. You know, we always need to be sure if we're speaking a word of prophecy that it's something that's birthed from the Holy Spirit inside us. And you know, sometimes we get a little too cautious and maybe we're a little too afraid to share what we think God is saying to us. But we can learn and grow in this gift just as we can in other spiritual gifts. The Bible is our more sure word of prophecy according to 2 Peter 1:19. And so anything that we're prophesying needs to be based on the foundation of the word. Okay, so we need to be able to go to the Word. We might not see this thing exactly in the Word, but we know it's not contrary, right, to what the Word teaches. So that is one of our guardrails there. So that's prophecy. So what does it mean to be prophetic? So again, going back to this season, Eddie had been baptized in the Holy Spirit a couple years before I had, and just had this dramatic change in his life. It just really freaked me out for a little while because he was getting these words of prophecy for people, words of knowledge and things, and I was like, does he know everything I'm thinking? You ever felt that way? Didn't you ever feel that way when you started learning about it? It was like, whoo, I don't know about this. We don't know everything somebody's thinking. But to be prophetic means that you hear or discern what God is saying. And you communicate that, okay? So if we give you a word of prophecy, we believe that we're hearing or discerning what God is saying for you, or maybe for a church or a nation, a community, and then we communicate that to you. So as we're talking about prophetic acts, these prophetic words are not always words. They can be actions, and that's what we're talking about. Sometimes communicated through actions. So a prophetic act is an action that we do under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, which is intended to maybe picture a spiritual truth or release God's power into a situation. So prophetic acts are non-verbal actions. Now that doesn't mean that we might not add some words to it, but the act, like Sunday morning when Eddie was shaking the water, it was an action, okay? And it's amazing if you'll read your Bible and just ask the Lord, show me all the prophetic acts in the Word. You will see them all throughout the Bible. Matter of fact, it's kind of amazing. If I think back to my Baptist days, I did understand it, you know, for the Bible people, but I didn't understand or see how that was available for us today. But it is something that God wants to use all of us in. So a prophetic act, an action, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, sometimes we have to kind of test that when we feel like the Lord is asking us to do something. And we can, you know, we can pray about it, we can ask, we can pray in the Spirit about it, because sometimes we're like, is that me or is that God? Anybody ever felt that way? Is that just me or is that God? So sometimes we can look at the fruit of that action, or look as it would be something that we would have even come up with in the first place. A lot of times God asks us to do something that in our natural mind or ability we would not think to even try or do. God likes to do great big things through his people, you know, stretching things. He likes to stretch you to trust him. Prophetic acts require a risk. They require faith. And sometimes they can make you feel like you're doing something stupid if you think about it too much. Because it comes from the Spirit, it's not just coming from your mind. So, you know, those things that come into our mind from our Spirit, if we overthink them, sometimes we get shut down, we don't follow through, and we think, oh, that's just me, or that's just really stupid. But sometimes we just have to step out in faith and try that and see the fruit of it, see the evidence of what God does. I've shared that story with you before. It wasn't a prophetic act, but it was my first prophetic word that I ever gave someone. I was praying for a group of women. They had asked me to share, and I was praying for some women afterwards, and so I had listened to Eddie teach me all these things about how he got words of knowledge and all this, and so I just started praying with this woman, and I kept hearing mud, 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 and I thought, I'm not saying that. That's stupid. But I just kept hearing it, so I was like, okay. So it's like, I feel like the Lord is saying mud. Does that mean anything to you? No. No, it doesn't mean a thing. I was like, okay. But I also had heard him say, well, you know, if I missed it, that's just on me. So I said, well, maybe that's just me. I just missed it. So she calls me the next day to tell me, oh, I've realized I've been saying all the time, I'm going through a divorce, and my husband is just throwing mud at me. He's just throwing mud, mud, mud. And I was like, Okay, thank you, Lord. I had to take a risk. Prophetic acts, prophetic words, actions of the Holy Spirit will require you to step out of your comfort zone, to step out of your logical thinking, and to be led by the Holy Spirit, which is a whole different process than just being led by your mental thoughts. So, prophetic acts in the Bible. I'm just going to name a few for you. And as I said, I would just challenge you, if you're interested in this, to go start reading your Bible and keep a list of prophetic acts. And you'll be stunned how many are in the Bible. So why does God even do things this way? You know, why not just say it? Why not just explain to us? You know, even Jesus' disciples, you know, there were times when he said, you know, guys, I've been with you a long time and just not getting it. And he said, I'm teaching in parables. I'm teaching in parables, but then he would explain it to them. So there's lots of symbolism and parables and parabolic acts and all these things that are in the Word of God, and they require us to walk with God. They require us to walk by the Spirit. They require us to lean into God, to get understanding, to get wisdom, to get discernment. So that's one of the reasons that God does some of those things. So let's just go through a list of a few, and Eddie has been naming some of these for you on Wednesday night. Isaiah 20, Isaiah was required to walk naked and barefoot. That's what the scripture says. I argue with the Lord. I'm like, well, I bet he had on something, but he laid off, you know, part of his garments. I don't know. But anyway, it said naked and barefoot. And it was a prophetic act. It was a prophetic action. Hosea had to marry a prostitute. Now, how many of you would argue with the Lord if he told you to marry a prostitute? She was a known prostitute. And the word of the Lord is, because the land has committed great harlotry. And it was a warning to the people, a severe warning about what was going to happen. Hosea had this whole, I mean, read the whole book of Hosea. It's just filled with all these prophetic acts that he obediently did, which is a big part of being prophetic, is obedience. So Ezekiel 4, we have a very strange story. It's a really long story. You might want to read that, about how Ezekiel was told he had to lay on his right side for 390 days. No, on his left side for 390 days, and then his right side for 40 days. And then he had to eat. He was tied up in ropes. He had to eat certain food. And then he had to cook his food over excrement. And he was like, no, 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 Lord, I'm not doing that. I've never defiled my Jewish traditions. And the Lord said, okay, well, you don't have to be human excrement, but you have to, it's going to be cow. Why? What did that mean? It was a whole word to the nation that was played out publicly that says, you're about to be punished. The nation is going to be punished. You're going to be defiled. There's going to be all these things. And so amazing prophetic acts that Ezekiel was required to do. And then how many of you know the story of dry bones? So Ezekiel sees the valley of dry bones, and there's all these bones, and then he's told to prophesy. Prophesy breath and prophesy life, and it goes on to be a prophetic word. So those are a few prophetic acts in the Bible. Exodus 12, the Israelite families, you know this one, had to kill a lamb and put the blood over the doorpost, right? It was a prophetic act so the death angel would pass over. 2 Kings 13, Elisha and Joash. I actually mentioned this one Sunday if you were here, because Joash is with Elisha. Joash has not been a good king, but he's looking to Elisha. He knows Elisha is going to be leaving, and he's like, I need to hear from God. And so he talks to Elisha, and Elisha goes through this whole thing with him, and then he tells him to strike the arrow on the ground. And Joash did it three times and stopped. And then Elisha was angry with him because he said, first of all, they had to shoot the bow and the arrow, and he said, you know, this is your victory. And then he's like, if you just struck it five or six times, you would have had complete victory. So he stopped short of what God wanted. And this is something that we have to be sensitive to, even whether we're performing a prophetic act or we're in the middle of something or you know, learning about something. How do we know that we've gone all the way for what God has told us to do in this, what he's saying to us, that we complete that? But the Holy Spirit will confirm it with your spirit if you'll listen. Lots of prophetic acts in the New Testament as well. Jesus putting clay on blind eyes. There's several of those. Well, before I go on to this section, I want to talk about a prophetic word that I got here at Grace House in October 2022, when Rose Sandbrook was here from Ireland. Some of you know her. And so she started the service, she just started giving me a word right off the bat. And she said that she saw me wearing orange Wellington boots, which is this kind of boot. If you wonder why I brought orange boots, she said, I see you in these boots. And she said, you've walked through fields of fire, and you're going to carry the fire of the Lord. And she said, I see you walking in fields of harvest. And she went on to give this word also for Grace House. And she said, somebody needs to buy her those boots. She said, because I really feel like this is a word. So then two of our ladies had gone together and bought me these boots, which are kind of expensive. And then another one of our ladies brought me these horn shoes. So I have them on tonight. Those don't preach too great, the rain boots. But tennis shoes are the bomb. So anyway, so this prophetic word that I received actually became a prophetic act that somebody else picked up and performed. And so then we're living in a lot of that prophetic word. Some of it we're waiting to see come into being. She said that she saw people lined up around the building, waiting to get in, the broken, the hurting, the desperate. So we're believing for that word to come in to complete fruition. So how can prophetic acts be used? Well, there are lots of ways. This is not an extensive list, but in healing, so you can jot, maybe just snap a picture of this if you want to go back to it, because I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. That can be used in healing and warning. We just looked at that one in Ezekiel. In intercession, Andrew sang part of this Sunday. We talked about we saw the rain cloud, the size of the man's hand. There was that whole thing of intercession there. It can be used in warfare. That's in Ezekiel 17. And then also, what about the walls of Jericho, you know, falling down? That's also a warfare. Can be used in foretelling, which is kind of the way we might think of prophecy, telling something that hasn't happened yet, that's something that's going to happen. Eddie's talked about that story on Sunday, I believe, or maybe the Sunday before, what's on with Agabus, you know, in the prophetic act. It can be used in calling into ministry. So here's one in 1 Kings 19:19. So prophetic acts can be used in tons of ways, so we need to be open to the fact that God uses symbolic language to speak to us, and he actually expects us to understand. We know this from some of his exchanges with some of the prophets and Jesus' exchanges with the disciples. It's like, don't you get it? Can't you see? Don't you understand what I'm saying? So there is a demand incumbent upon us that God wants us to be able to go into the deeper things of the Spirit and understand what He is saying prophetically to us. And prophetic acts are a part of that. Are prophetic acts for us? Are they for just people in the Bible? Well, you know, I've already mentioned some of the ones that we've been a part of. They actually are for us. And so scripturally, how can we verify that? Let's look at Joel 2:28, which is quoted obviously in Acts. And the prophecy was, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. So that's you. You as God's sons and daughters in this new age that we're living in will prophesy. As you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you can learn how to move in the prophetic and even be a part of prophetic actions. 1 Corinthians 14:31, Paul said, and he was giving them some parameters because they were not keeping things in order. He did not criticize them for prophesying. He didn't criticize them for using all the gifts because they were using all these spiritual gifts, and he did not tell them to stop. He just told them how to do it. So in this verse, he said you could all prophesy one by one. You got to take turns. You don't need to prophesy over each other, and you don't, you know, only so many people at a time. But this is the same principle, I believe, for prophetic acts. You know, you can be a part of a prophetic act biblically as God's sons and daughters. You can do that. So prophetic acts can be present. They can be future. Another example is Moses holding out his rod. It pictured God's authority being released. So there's just so many in the scripture, and I hope you will take some time to look for them. So I was thinking about prophetic acts that we've had here at Grace House. One of them is, many of you know Ray Hughes, and before the church was built, he stood down on this end of the property, and he was talking to Eddie and Andrew, and then he just started prophesying. And one of the things he prophesied was he saw us having a particular relationship with 12 nations. And he talked a good bit about this 12 nations and about some other things. And so when we built the church as a prophetic act, we got stones and we wrote the name of actually 30 nations. We thought of all the nations we've had relationships with, and we buried them under the sound booth, so they're back there as a prophetic act that the sound from here is going to go forth to these 12 nations and to other places as well. So that's a prophetic act that we participated in here at Grace House. Sometimes you'll see us anoint people with oil. That can be a prophetic act. There's elements of communion that are prophetic, elements of baptism that are prophetic, talking about how we're going to come out of that grave one day, foretelling that. What about a fire tunnel? Any of you ever done a fire tunnel where you just line up and you have your arms up and your people are going through? It's a prophetic act. We're asking the Holy Spirit to come upon people in fire, and they're awesome. They're really great. Maybe we'll do one soon. What about, have you ever seen people walk around the church like in a song, and people start walking around the church, you know, we're letting those walls of Jericho fall. We're prophesying. It's a prophetic act. We're prophesying that things are falling and things are opening up. What about prophetic acts for your family? One thing that we do as a family is we anoint our house with oil. So as a prophetic act, we make the sign of the cross over our doorways, sometimes over other places in the house, and we're asking for the presence and protection of the Lord and the Holy Spirit. It's a prophetic act. So there are so many ways that you can be involved in prophetic ministry. You might have a word of knowledge for someone. You might have gift of healing, these kinds of things that we use as gifts of the Holy Spirit. But God might ask you to perform a prophetic act. And just because it's weird, by the way, a lot of the prophets did really weird things. If you just read the Old Testament, you're like, that's weird. Well, that's really strange. Sometimes, you know, that's just God causing us to have to crucify our own pride and see if we'll be obedient. But as you notice, as I was talking about, that many of them are just symbolism and prophetic pictures of what God is saying. You know, there's a scripture that says it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to dig that out. So God sometimes conceals things, and through the Holy Spirit, you have to go after that, be hungry, see what God is saying. Hold, some of you have gotten prophetic words, and we talked a couple of times recently about we have these prophetic prayer teams that pray for people on church before Sunday mornings, and you can sign up for one of those sessions. And sometimes you get one of those prophetic words, and you know what part of it is, but you don't know what all of it is, or some of it you just don't, you know, you're not sure, but you can continue to pray and dig those things out and hold on to those and pray those words that the Lord is revealing to you. So this church is a church that believes in prophetic acts. You will see those if you're here and you're apart very long. So just go back to your word and you'll see it comes right out of the word of God. And we hope that you will participate as God leads you to. And maybe just take some acts of faith if you feel the Holy Spirit stirring you to do a prophetic act. You don't even have to know all the ins, outs, whys. But if you know who, that it is Him, then it is okay. If it is Him and it's not contrary to the Word, it's an exciting time that we live in. Really, we live in the most exciting time in the church world ever, because people are being baptized in the Holy Spirit by huge numbers all over the world. The charismatic Pentecostal church is growing like no other denomination as people are being swept into this new wave of the Holy Spirit. And part of that is prophetic acts. So I hope you have learned something tonight. And I don't know if you're going to go any further with this or this one might be putting the bow on prophetic acts tonight. But we appreciate you being here. And we're going to ask our worship team to come. And you may, our prayer teams are coming. You may have something that you want prayer for tonight. And we'll be here to minister to you for that. If you will stand for a moment. I want to be a part of what God is doing in this age. Do you? To be a part of how things are ignited in the supernatural, even through natural acts that we participate in, led by the Holy Spirit. If you're hungry for that, you want more of the Holy Spirit, tonight's a good time for you to get prayer. Whatever's on your heart as we have this time of response.